Welcome back after, let's just go ahead and say a very, very long break. It is the Shaggy Jenkins Show, and, well, we have a lot of catching up to do. Of course, I'm your host. This show is being brought to you from the beautiful Isle of Maui, located in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. So, well, let's get into it, okay? Let's start off with the big question. Where the hell have I been? Okay. Well, back in the normal time that this show was running as a daily feature on Pacifica Radio Network and stations across the United States, well, since then, that was 2019, and that was kind of at the end of the Trump presidency, I've had a career change. I left public access, went back into commercial radio. I do morning shows, afternoon shows, and, you know, that whole radio thing that I'm known for. Had a child, yeah, have a son now that I didn't have when the show ended, so that's been an adventure. And, oh, yeah, in case you're wondering, recently have kind of been on an island that a third of it burnt down. And that's what I would like to talk to you about in our first show back on the Shaggy Jenkins Show. Now, where do I even begin? First off, let's start with the events that actually happened. On August 8th, a bunch of wildfires started on the Isle of Maui. Now, these wildfires had devastating effects on the west side of the island, which is a very popular town called Lahaina. Over 2,200 structures were destroyed, and the fires just were very, very fast. This destruction happened so fast that, well, unfortunately, a lot of people ended up trapped. Now, as of this recording, the death toll that we know is 115. With still over, just a little over, 1,000 people missing. However, that's not the kind of story that you would get if you went to, well, where do all the kids go for news these days? Social media. It turns out that social media has been the biggest thing that we've been fighting ever since we've stopped fighting the wildfires here on Maui. Now, once again, back into the facts. What we know right now is that Hawaiian Electric kept the lines powered on during a high wind event. This was as Hurricane Dora was going about 500 miles south of the Isle. Still, it did bring gusting winds up to about 60, 80 miles an hour. And these gusting winds started blowing over some very fragile, and this has been a known issue for a while, infrastructure. The big electric lines and stuff started snapping like little twigs. As these lines snapped, because of the D2 and D3 drought levels here on Maui, well, you can imagine what happened. Sparks flew, the high winds carried these sparks into what was essentially just wide open areas of dry land that became a raging fire. Now, that was day one kind of stuff. And during the course of that day, of course, I was part of the news coverage here on Isle, trying to give out evacuation orders, trying to give out updates on where was safe to go, where shelters were opening up. And it was a very complex and evolving situation. However, the facts remain the same. We know essentially what caused the fires, and there is now a litigation between the County of Maui and the Hawaiian Electric Company over that. We know the conditions that caused the fire to burn so severely. Those would be the drought conditions that have been kind of a factor in Maui's recent history. And we also know that, yes, because of the access and roads and things like that, it wasn't possible to evacuate people fast enough. And that led to a lot of deaths. But the thing is, even though these are the basic facts that we here on the Isle have been saying over and over and over again, statements through people like our mayor, Richard Bison, or Bison, through our governor, Josh Green, and even through a visit from the President of the United States, Joe Biden, even though we have said time and time again, the numbers of the structures, the numbers of the missing, the numbers of the reported dead, it seems that that's not good enough for TikTok and Instagram. Now, you probably wondered why this episode is called the Beardo Theorem. Because when it comes to these misinformation, what I would like to call clout chasers or conspiracy clout chasers, typically they all share a common look. I am talking, of course, about the white guy with a beard. The video features him in front of a news article with blurry text sometimes. No background that you can see an actual place in. And the description of the video contains either the word truth, media doesn't want you to see, and it's in all caps. Chances are you've seen some of these things going across. Now, my own sister sent me one. And it was a guy basically screaming about FEMA has came to the Isle of Maui and has opened up mass graves and 3,000 people have been buried serendipitously and they're taking over the... And, you know, once again, we've had multiple sources saying the numbers time and time again. However, it wasn't good enough. It's not sensational enough to get people to click on these videos and to watch these guys, these beardos. So they kind of inflate things. Now, that becomes problematic for a couple of reasons. Not least of these reasons is that it actually disrespects a human tragedy that is happening in real time. Now, remember at the beginning of this show, I told you that current numbers are over 1,000 missing, 115 dead. Around, at this point of the recording, 29 positively identified people. And when these guys get online and they start to say things like, don't believe what they're saying out in Maui, they're saying that over people trying to actually talk about the real tragedies that are happening here. Now, one of the things that this also does is this conflates problems with the Maui diaspora. And you're probably thinking, Maui has a diaspora? Oh, see, this is the part of history that they don't tell you in schools on the continent. Hawaii was once a rich nation that the United States illegally overthrew. And as such, the indigenous people that lived here have been, over time, slowly pushed out of their native lands through gentrification, redlining, price controls, legislation, lack of jobs and availability, lack of medical resources, and I could really go on and on and on and on. There is a lot of factors that means that indigenous, not residential, indigenous Hawaiians that were born here on Maui have eventually had to move off in larger and larger numbers just to survive. So when you get online and you see these TikTok videos and these Instagram videos with these guys conflating and making up these terrible, terrible lies about the actual terrible, terrible tragedy we're going through, when it comes to the diaspora of people on Maui, well, it's nerve-wracking. It's anxiety-inducing. It's stressful. I mean, imagine if you were to take a trip out of town right now, and while you were out of town, somebody called you and said, you're not going to believe this. The government moved into your house. They firebombed your kids. They've hidden your wife and shipped her off to somewhere as like a army slave or something. And you no longer own your property. Of course, if you were to hear that and you're not there to witness those events in real time, knowing that that person is full of it, then, yeah, it would kind of mess with you a lot. And these guys that do this kind of stuff for clout and views, and I cannot stress this enough, they are using actual human lives as the reason that you should watch them. There is a body count on the views that they want. And that is sickening. But at the same time, they're going to inflate those numbers. They're going to make it some sort of large conspiracy. And in all caps on every single title, they're going to say that it is the truth. This is the age that we live in, where real people with real families, real communities, real close ties, and I cannot stress this enough, life on Maui is a lot like a Kevin Bacon type of scenario. We are all within a few degrees of each other. So when somebody hits me up and they're like, well, Shaggy, you live in Pukulani, that wasn't in the Kula fires or the Lahaina fires, you know, you guys were lucky, to a point. We're lucky that our property wasn't destroyed. Sure. We're lucky that we have power through the whole event. Yes. But friends, family, people that we know, people that we run into the grocery store every single day have lost everything. And they're close to us because, once again, we're all within kind of a few degrees of each other. So I know that there is this need for guys right now to cash in on tragedy just for views, and that is wrong. And I'm going to ask every person that listens to this show, because typically we have always had a kind of a reputation for debunkery. Literally, this show existed during a time where every single show was trying to debunk some sort of misinformation coming out of the White House at that time, coming out of any Republican's mouth at that time. And now we're having to do this to everyday people talking about a real event that, unfortunately, I live right in the middle of. So I am going to be a little bit more, aggressive when it comes to telling you over and over and over again. There is a weird kind of network of bearded white men that say that they know the truth. Don't believe them. They don't know anything. And I can tell you that because I too am a white man with a beard. And this show also featured its title in all caps. So if that's all it takes for the internet standard for you to believe something, then believe me when I tell you. The actual tragedy that happened here on Maui is horrific. It is terrible. We have lost so much, and it is a very painful time. The recovery is going to take probably a decade or more. Travel and everything are down, which has, of course, depressed our local economy because 40% of our GDP here in the county is made up of nothing but tourism dollars. And when these guys get online and they do these, oh, you don't know what the government's covering up over there in Maui, and you're flying into a war zone and things like that, it takes away from real people trying to basically survive. After a huge devastating loss of losing an entire community, of losing relatives, loved ones, pets, all of their possessions and cars and everything like that. Now, these beardos online are taking away the means for them to pull themselves up by the bootstrap, which, if I'm to believe all bearded white men and screaming in all caps on TikTok videos is a thing that they enjoy, in order for them to be able to pull themselves up by the bootstrap, we need the beardos to stop lying. So here's the facts of the situation. Can you currently travel to Maui? Yes. Yes, you can. Are there things to do? Because Lahaina was, quote unquote, the touristy part of the island. That also is a resounding yes. There's places to go on the South Shore, all in Kihei. North Shore is always open. And, you know, there's so many things to do, including, I don't know, find a random stretch of sand and stare out into one of the largest bodies of water in the solar system. There is plenty of things to do and to inspire you to still come to Maui. Now, when you do come to Maui, and this is one of the trends that we've noticed, and this is a very good trend, by the way, Because in everything bad on the internet, like the beardos and the conspiracy theories, there is, in some small corner, a good counterbalance to that. And one of the good counterbalances is a lot of tourists, a lot of visitors. And there is a difference, okay? And I'll tell you about that in just a sec. But tourists and visitors, a lot of them that are now making trips to Maui are checking with local charities ahead of their trips. We have had people fly in from Utah carrying PPE equipment. We've had guys from California coming in with survival straws, water filtration products, and things like that. It is an amazing kind of a niceness that certain tourists and visitors are bringing to the island right now because they know that we're in need. They, of course, are also the people that probably don't listen to beardos. Now, when I said that there was a difference of tourists and visitors, I need to be perfectly clear. Tourists are people with no ties to the island. That doesn't mean, you know, particularly a bad thing. It just means that they don't have family here. They don't own property here. They're no part of no business here. And literally, they have packed up their bags from wherever they're from and shown up here just to kind of check it out. That's a tourist. When it comes to a visitor, earlier I referred to the Maui diaspora, the large amount of people with family here on island that does not live here on island, a large number of them are coming back as well. And ask any one of them, go up to the ticket booth at any airline and ask, can you go to Maui? Yes. Yes, you can. Is it some sort of FEMA-induced hellscape that all the beardos online? No. No, it's not. It's still a very beautiful island. It's still a very beautiful place. It's just going to have a very long, hard recovery. And we're going to have to go through a very sad time as the cleanup begins. However, that doesn't mean that you get the right to make up the facts either. So if you're not planning on coming to Maui, if you just want to talk about it because right now you know that Maui wildfires as hashtags get you hits, do me a favor and don't. Don't lie. Don't make this into something that, you know, isn't what it really is, because at the end of the day, take it from somebody that lives in this. It is a horrible tragedy with a real body count, and those numbers are bad enough. You don't need to inflate them. They're bad enough. It is the most people that have been killed in the United States in a wildfire in over 127 years. That's enough. Now, of course, in the time to come, if you want to talk about government inequities, the lack of support and infrastructures of relief efforts and things like that, I'm sure there'll be plenty of time to go into those and actually have a lot of facts to dig into, because let's look back at every tragedy in the United States, the Paradise fires, the Hurricane Katrina. You just go back and look at all the big ones. There was a certain amount of government and support ineptitude in each and every one of them. It's all factual. It's all stuff that you can dig into. But when it comes to, like, you know, oh, I heard this about Maui. I heard this about Maui. Don't believe it. We have every single day real factual sources here. MauiCounty.gov, which is our official website for the county. And it tells you every day, three times a day, where the fires are, how many missing are, what relief efforts are being happened, and unfortunately, what the known death count is. And those numbers, painstakingly, are tied to real people that we all knew. So we're not going to lie about it. And neither should you. Now, if you did like this show, do me a favor. Drop me a subscription, give me a like, throw a review out, whatever you do to help, you know, move things along. I would definitely appreciate it. But for the time, We're back. See you next time on the Shaggy Jenkins Show.